those people who are coming from the community which has been oppressed and mistreated for centuries.
And do you think it's in the best interest of Lincoln University to mention them during the whole situation? Because it kind of seems like Lincoln University has been dragged into it. And when situations happen, I don't really think a person's job should be dragged into it. But when the person themselves mentions their job, do you feel like that then gives it okay for other networks to attack the school?
This should be very clear to you that it was not I who mentioned Lincoln University in connection with that speech or with any of the other things I've said about. These people are deliberately bringing in Lincoln University because they think that by attacking me, they can attack a black university. This is their rare opportunity. They're trying to pressurize Lincoln and to show that universities like Lincoln do not deserve support because they have a professor like Dr. Siddiq over there. It's they who have brought him. They are the ones who have done this. I have absolutely not done any of this linkage with Lincoln anywhere. In that speech in Washington, D.C., or anywhere else. You know, I always talk where I'm proud to be part of Lincoln. Where I make some research or I make some, publish some books, for example, a number of books I have published about the rights of women. I'm proud to say that I am at Lincoln University. But these people are trying to say that as if I have done some harm to Lincoln. They could not defeat me on Israel, so they went and dug up 8 years of my emails and came up with three little quotes to claim that I deny the Holocaust. And that's their God, so if I deny that, that means I'm some kind of an infidel whose head should be chopped off. These people are absolute liars. I would put them, come and debate me in an open forum, and I'll destroy them in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're back here on Other Watch for Live. We have a very heated discussion here going on right now with Dr. Siddiq. More questions are pouring in. The latest one I just got is, do you believe that some of your comments may be harmful to certain groups of people, even some at Lincoln University?
Not at all. See, when I speak about Lincoln University, I talk about education. I talk about understanding. I talk about good writing. I talk about thinking. I talk about the ability to think. And I talk about how important it is that our young people should not be indoctrinated. They should be left to think for themselves and find the solutions. The idea that they don't know about Israel and I'm indoctrinating them is absolute nonsense. Our young people are quite capable of finding out the atrocities Israel has committed.
Now, what about students who might be of that descent?
No, you see, this is actually Dr. Lehman had a forum over here in which I pointed out very clearly, my religion does not allow me to be against anyone's race or religion.
Okay, and another thing that's coming up, a lot of students are now saying that you speak like this in class. Is that true?
That's absolutely not true. You see, I'm a professional person. My job is to help people to study, to read, to write, to organize their thoughts, to think for themselves, and to come up with good answers to difficult questions. I don't believe in indoctrination. That would be against my entire philosophy. Although I am a follower of Islam, I do not try to teach anyone Islam in my classes. In fact, many times my students want me to teach them. I say, no, there is a separation.
Students are asking you to teach them that?
Yeah, they ask me, tell us about this. I said, no, there is a separation of church and state in this country.
Didn't your class just recently finish studying Genesis also?
Yeah, we do Genesis, and I do that very cleverly by pointing out that we are in a literature class, not in a religion class. Mm-hmm. In fact, my students, you know, want to tackle Genesis from the religion point of view. And I say, no, you have to go and talk to your pastor.